On the afternoon of September 18, 1918, a few cases of flu were reported to have broken out in Fort Meade, 25 miles south of Baltimore. Nobody took those few cases of influenza very seriously, until they turned into a mysterious epidemic that raged through the city, sickening people by the thousands, forcing movies, schools, department stores to close, even the hospitals, which all ran out of beds to accommodate the stricken. The disease struck the old and the young, and no doctor knew how to stop it. But in that grim circumstance of life in Baltimore, there is this, a love story involving Robert de Lashmut and Maud E. Kennedy, two young lovers who both came down with the flu in the middle of their romance. Robert lived on Webster Street, Maud on Clement, only a few blocks from one another. They met at a Halloween party and fell in love, but both caught the disease at the same time and were confined to their beds, but resolutely decided to carry on their romance through letters. Here is a part of one of Robert's, from his bed to Maud, sick in her own bed, sent October 18, 1918, quote, "My dear Maud, you cannot imagine how delighted I was to get a letter from you, knowing that you still had strength enough to hold a pencil. My brother got the flu Saturday, and my little sister and little brother got it Friday. My married sister and all her kids have got it too. I close with love and sweet kisses, Rob," end quote. The letter leads to a Cinderella ending here. Both Rob and Maud recovered from the flu and got married on April 28, 1919, and stayed married for 53 years. And it was their granddaughter, Jenny Stein, who found the correspondence. Robert died in 1972 of a heart attack. The next day, Maud died of a stroke. The flu bug of 1918 had traveled through Baltimore fast, but in the case of Robert and Maud de Lashmut, the U.S. mail traveled faster.